Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Huge road win for the Barracuda, 3-1 final here in Ontario, and they avenge their 6-4 loss on Wednesday at home against the Rain. With the victory, they are up to 57 points. They move past Abbotsford, who lost tonight, so they now have sole possession of the fifth spot in the Pacific Division. Ontario will stay put atop the Pacific, along with Calgary, as both teams lost tonight. Wranglers were in Coachella Valley, where the Barracuda will be tomorrow. I think it's fair to say this might be one of the best road wins since the Barracuda won in this building on opening night back on October the 12th. To a man, they challenged each other over the last couple of days. They just felt like their compete was not good enough, not up to their standard on Wednesday. They found something, though, in the third period on Wednesday. They trailed 6-1, and they managed to score three goals. They made it interesting. There were still 6 minutes to go, and they even went on a late power play with a chance to inch even closer. You never know. Is it going to roll into the next game a couple of days later against the same team? I think it really did. The Barracuda gave up a couple of early chances in the opening period after taking a early minor at the 2:15 mark, but Gabe Carrier was absolutely brilliant in the early going. Now, his night got a little bit lighter as the game continued because the Barracuda started to take over. But, man, he made some big-time stops early, or it probably would have been deja vu from what we saw on Wednesday. And the Barracuda get a second-period goal from Thomas Bortolo and third-period goals from Ethan Cardwell and Mitchell Russell to jump out to a 3-0 lead. A late goal from Martin Kromiak during garbage time wiped out the potential shutout for Gabe Carrier. Would have been his first of his career. I don't think he cares because he picks up the win, his fourth of the season. Barracuda are now up to 26-18, 2-3 on the year, 2-2-0-1 against the Rain. They pick up their first win against Ontario since the season opener. The Rain fall to 30-15, 2-1. They are now 14-10-2 on home ice. The Barracuda are 10-12-1-1 away from Tech CU Arena. Big road win. It snaps a two-game road losing streak, and again it snaps Ontario's four-game winning streak, seven-game point streak, and it's just their second regulation loss in their last 13. Let's recap this one. As we mentioned, the Barracuda needed some big saves early after a minor penalty was called against Braden Hache for tripping at the 2:15 mark. And on the ensuing man advantage, Ontario, as we noted, had multiple chances. But Gabe Carrier was up to the challenge, including this cross-ice stop early in the opening frame. Draw Cagnoni stuffs it up the wall, picked up though by Lee. Seam pass, got it through. Oh, that's an outstanding stop by Carrier, coming over from his left to his right to make an outstanding denial, and he gobbles it up with no rebound. Who knows, if Carrier wasn't as good as he was early, this game could have been completely different. That wasn't the only save he made on that Ontario power play. This was another big one. Frankie Pinelli walks to the hash mark. Back up for Hicketts, loads up a blast. Save made. Carrier may have hit off Lee, parked in front, providing the screen. Now Stanek in the high slot for Madden. Shoots, that's kicked out by Carrier. Another outstanding save by Gabe Carrier. Rain would finish the period by outshooting the Barracuda 12-7. Cuda would not record their first shot until the 14:31 mark of the first period. Mitchell Russell would record the first shot of the game for the Barracuda. No goals in the opening period, so we would go to the second. Barracuda found something late in the first that they rolled into the second period. They started to establish their forecheck. They started to put pressure on, and that pressure started to force some turnovers, and that was really the name of the game tonight. A turnover forced in the offensive zone leads to Andrew Podorowski feeding Ethan Cardwell, who guided the puck to Thomas Bortolo on the backhand, and Bortolo would beat goaltender Phoenix Copley upstairs for his 11th of the season to open up the scoring. Time of the goal at 4:45 of period number two. Rain to lift it back up the glass. They misplay it. Barracuda keep it in the ozone. Give it along. Here's a chance. Cardwell hands off Bortolo. He scores! Oh, what puck movement! And Bortolo goes upstairs on a sprawled out Copley. And the Barracuda draw first blood. 4 minutes and 45 seconds into period number two. Again, a turnover in the offensive zone leads to the offensive chance. Bortolo puts home his fourth in his last six games, his 11th of the year. Cardwell with the primary helper, Podorowski with the secondary assist. He has points in four straight, nine of his last 10 with a point, and he's up to an AHL-leading 50 points on the year. 30 of those are assists. So the Barracuda would take a 1-0 lead in the second period. They would outshoot the Reign in the second, 8-7, and we would go to the third with San Jose up by a goal. So at that point, still really anybody's game entering the final period of play. But the Barracuda would absolutely dominate the third period. At one point, outshooting the Reign 9-0. And at 6:52, another strong forecheck would lead to Ethan Cardwell picking the puck up. His initial shot was blocked in the offensive zone. His follow-up chance will go upstairs, beating Copley, giving the Barracuda a 2-0 lead. Millar converging on it with Van Roo boys. Cole run in two. Barracuda have it. Backhander on target. Cardwell gets it back. Upstairs. He scores! Ethan Cardwell, his initial shot blocked, but it came back to him, and he puts it upstairs. The Barracuda take a 2-0 lead. Huge insurance goal for the Barracuda. Again, a strong forecheck leads to the puck ending up on the stick of Cardwell, and he puts home his seventh of the year at 6:52. Unassisted was the goal. Barracuda were not done in that third period. At 8:59, they would all but put the game out of reach. Again, more offensive zone pressure leads to Rem Pitlick feeding Mitchell Russell. Russell, with just an ever so slightly hesitation on goaltender Copley, waited him out, and he ripped it past him for his first of the year and second in the American Hockey League. Time of the goal for Mitchell Russell, giving the Barracuda a 3-0 lead at 8:59. Here was the goal. Stay up by a pair. Barracuda back over the line. Pitlick coming down the right wing side, works it around the wall. Jobson has it, gives it away. Pitlick gives now for Russell, waits it out, he scores! Another forced turnover in the offensive zone leads to a chance, and Mitchell Russell showing off the patience beats goaltender Phoenix Copley for his second goal in the American Hockey League and his first of the season. That really put the game out of reach, and I think the Reign felt it as well. They elected not to pull goaltender Phoenix Copley, even though they had multiple chances down the stretch to do it, down by a score of 3-0. At 19:40, Martin Kromiak would finally beat Gabe Carrier, his 11th of the year, from Riley Walsh and Charles Udon. So Udon picks up another assist. He had four on Wednesday, but it was too little too late for the Reign. Their four-game winning streak comes to an end. Gabe Carrier picks up his fourth win of the year. He's now 1-1 against Ontario. Phoenix Copley, his five-game winning streak comes to an end. Copley's record now stands at 15-8 on the year, and the Barracuda pick up their 26th victory of the season with a 3-1 final on the road here at the Toyota Arena. Final shots dead even at 24 apiece. Ontario goes 1-4-4 on the power play. That final goal was a power play goal. It was a late goal, didn't impact the game, but it does come on the power play. Reign go 1-4 on the advantage. Barracuda go 0-4-3 themselves on the power play tonight. But they did all their damage during full strength, and they win it by a final score of 3-1. Let's go over our three stars. Thomas Bortolo scores the opening goal in the second period, was a plus one, had one shot on net. He had a great play later in the game where he came back into his own end on a back check, lifted the stick of Jack Stanika, and eluded what would have been a good chance for Ontario. Bortolo was doing it in all areas of the ice tonight. He is the number three star. Number two star, Ethan Cardwell, two-point evening for Cardwell, a goal and an assist. He was critical to the victory, a plus two rating, three shots on net. And the number one star, Gabe Carrier, picks up his fourth win of the year, finishes his night with 23 saves, oh so close to the shutout. But he picks up the win. He will take it. The Barracuda will take it. A huge road victory here in Ontario. Attendance tonight, 9,131 saw it here at the Toyota Arena. 2 hours, 31 minutes was tonight's game length. These teams will not face off again until early April. Reign back on the ice here at home tomorrow. They welcome in Calgary. Barracuda travel to Coachella Valley tonight. They will take on the Firebirds tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll probably cross the Wranglers on the highway as Ontario will welcome in Calgary. Barracuda will travel, as we noted, to Coachella Valley to take on the Firebirds tomorrow. Firebirds have won 3 in a row. They sit above the Barracuda in the Pacific Division standings, but San Jose is 6-0 against the top affiliate of the Kraken so far this season. We'll have pregame coverage tomorrow starting at 2:30 at sjbarracuda.com/listen, of course, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda win this one tonight on the road, a 3-1 final. They finish up the road trip tomorrow in Coachella Valley before returning home on Wednesday to begin a 4-game homestand. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight. Whether you listened or you watched, we certainly do appreciate it. We enjoy bringing you all these broadcasts on the Sharks Audio Network. While the Sharks were off, Sharks back to the ice tomorrow in Calgary taking on the Flames. Barracuda back on the ice as well tomorrow taking on the Firebirds. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 3, the Rain 1. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long, good night from the Toyota Arena in Ontario.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.